All right, let's get right into it. This is the Billy West Podcast, and I should just shut up with the big dumb announcer voice. I should talk with my regular voice like this, like a 10-year-old. I'll never grow up. It's the Billy West Podcast with my friend Jim Gomez. And look at us go. Keep listening. Or come back to it later. You know, it is a podcast, so you can pause it and... I don't know, wait, I gotta sing.
It dives under the sea into the world below.
Why am I using Stingray as a theme song? I guess it's because it's so powerful and it's big and there's this guy singing with his balls in a wheelbarrow.
Dreams is full with adversity.
Listen.
Cause homeward bound.
I'm out of key. We better cut our losses. Let's cut our losses. Let's just get into the show.
Hey, 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 here we go. Billy.
Yeah?
Mr. West, it's podcast number 3.
Oh, thank you, Jim Gomez, for that update.
What's up, man? You look a little tired.
I know, I'm green around the gills. You know what happens when you don't sleep. You just feel like a hollowed out stump.
What were you up to last night?
Well, nothing bad or anything like that. I gave all that up, but I was up most of the night watching old TV shows, and I caught Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Do you know anything about that show?
Yeah, hold on. Wait, you were up all night? That's like some ancient television show. Do you have some old cathode ray TV that you're watching there at home?
I don't know. No, YouTube. It's on YouTube. I was watching it, and I used to love the theme song, and the host was like some kind of old-style big game hunter. And the thing was, is he never was out there hunting or doing any of the dangerous work. He would send his little avatar, Jim Fowler. Are we expecting any guests?
Yeah, we are. We have Jairaj scheduled, but that's not till later, which, by the way, you might want to hang around for. It's going to be good.
All right. Well, who do you think is at the door? And this is weird. People think we're in a studio. No, we're in a room that has doors, so that knock is actual.
Can you check on that? You're closer to the door than I am.
Okay.
My leg's hurting.
Okay, I'll check it. Wait, I'll open it up. Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Please do.
Okay. Oh, sure. Come on in, Twinkle Toes. We're only in the middle of a show.
Oh, jeez, I didn't know. I had a meeting scheduled here.
Hey, aren't you our boss's dad?
Well, I'm surprised that you know that, but if you're talking about the littlest CEO, owner of this podcast, then you'll be correct. I'm sorry for interrupting, and it will not happen again.
Oh, don't worry, it's okay. You just had no idea that you walked in on a podcast, but, you know, don't worry, we can roll with anything here. We're family, and, well, except for me and Jim, and I
get... Yeah, come on in, come on in, sit down.
Are we still friends?
What time were you supposed to see him?
Well, I was supposed to meet him at 3 a.m.
Oh, okay, well, you're right on time. He should be here any minute now, then.
Oh, sit down. You know, pardon my ignorance, but I don't even know your name.
Oh, it's Glenn. Just plain old Glenn. Not the fancy spelling with two N's, just plain old Glenn with one N.
Please sit down, Glenn.
Oh, yeah. It's nice of you.
So, Glenn, you must be real proud of your son, what with all his achievements and money and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I gotta be proud of him. I mean, me and Frida, we can't say we taught him everything he knows, but you gotta hand it to him, he's a go-getter. He had a business plan at 18 months old, and he went after it.
Glenn, with one N, tell us what he's like around the house.
Well, which house? I think he's got like 3 of them.
I mean, does he have any favorite toys or hobbies or...
Well, no, not exactly, but he is into custom-made shoes from Italy.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he loves those ones with the elevator soles. It gives him a lift of about 4 or 5 inches. If anybody can pull that off, he could. He's such a dynamic personality.
Well, I agree with you there. Help me to understand. Tell us what he's like when he's off the clock. I mean, is he into sports or anything?
Oh, well, not really, but he did get a soccer trophy when he was 5. You know, all the kids get a trophy now. Nowadays, everybody wins, although I will say he did get his trophy redone in gold plating.
Wow, that's ingenious, really, I mean, to think of that. You know, just doing things to make himself feel better and not needing anyone else to make him feel good. I think that's great.
Well, he has these self-fulfilling prophecies. He has a tattoo on the muscle of his right arm of a $1,000 bill. But when he outstretches his arm, it turns into a $1,000,000 bill. The more his arm matures, so does his money.
That's what makes him so successful. Not the growing arm part. I mean the self-fulfilling prophecy part.
So we solved that mystery or enigma of the littlest CEO.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You will never meet anyone on this planet who loves money more than this fella does. But funny, it never seems to be enough for him.
Oh, hey, there's the phone. Hold on. Let me get that. Hello? Oh, yeah, of course. Hold on. Hey, Billy, it's a collect call from Tibet. Should I take it?
I would say yes to that, and I bet you I even know who it is.
Oh, boss, how are you doing? Hold on. Let me put you on the speakerphone.
Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo.
Boss, you're in Tibet. You made it. How's your ear?
They cured my earache, and chanting keeps it away. I feel serene for the first time in my life. I am at total peace. I've not known this feeling.
Oh, well, this is the best thing that could have ever happened to you. I mean, you're at peace and you're rested and you feel safe.
Yeah, serene, safe, right, yeah. Now put my dad on the phone.
Oh, hey there, big guy. I'm right here like you wanted me to be. 3 a.m. on the dot. Just waiting here with Bill and Jago.
That's Billy, Glenn.
And Jim.
So why did you want to see me, son?
Well, Glenn, there's never a good time to lay this news on someone, and this is no exception, but here goes. You see, we have to adjust the interest rate on your mortgage.
Oh, what does that mean, son?
I guess you didn't read the microscopic print on the agreement, which I happen to have here. Can at any time adjust the interest rate, and currently we're at 38%. And because of the economy, the interest rate has to go up.
Oh, my gosh, son, we don't have that kind of money. You said quid pro quo. Those were your words exactly.
So what? I'm not good at Latin. What I meant to say was Dominus vobiscum et cum spiritu tuo.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit?
Wait a minute. So in other words, he wants to leave it in God's hands? Him?
Well, that's not fair.
You just sprung this on your dad right now? You didn't even give him some kind of, you know, notice or advance warning so the guy could figure out what to do? That's it? Just get out?
Oh, look, mister, you don't need to defend us. Let him do what he wants. We'll be okay. We'll just find a way to accept it.
Oh, hey, at least take this. I brown bagged it to work today. There's a cheese sandwich and some cookies in there.
Oh, don't worry. They're pretty resourceful. Hey, this is a good time to promote my latest product I'm rolling out, Parent Chow. The name says it all.
Hey, that's really good thinking there, son.
I thought so, too. Gotta go. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo.
Oh, listen, Glenn. Anytime you need to get warm or make phone calls or whatever, don't hesitate. Just, you can come over here and you can even sleep here, and I mean that.
Oh, do you have any apple cider on hand?
Yeah, I think we do. It's the instant kind.
Well, they're saying it's going to be the worst winter on record. Anyway, all the best, fellas.
That was too much. What are they going to do?
I can't believe he just did that to his own parents.
Yeah, but that's got to be the worst thing I've ever seen. Where do people like him come from?
From people like Glenn and Frida, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. It's always the parents' fault.
All right, my favorite segment's coming up. Jairaj, the world's greatest inspirational consultant. Here he is. Good morning, Jairaj.
Hey, welcome back, Zsa-Zsa. You know what? I wasn't going to tell you this, but I have to tell you this. You're a huge hit on this show. People say they love you, and it's great to have you around.
Great.
So, Do you like L.A.? I mean, where are you staying, man?
Little Tokyo.
Hey, I know where that is. I love it down there. It's great.
Good.
You know, Jairaj, I'm not as flowery with words as you are, but I see this like we're tennis players, and I'm serving, and you're not returning. There's like 42 tennis balls on your side of the court.
Yes, there are.
Jairaj, I'm sensing that you might be a little preoccupied or distracted by something.
No, he's just being cagey. He wants us to figure it out because somehow we've wronged him, am I right?
Yup.
Jairaj, was it something I said or did?
No, it wasn't you, it was him, your friend.
Okay, I guess this is 20 questions. How about this, is your hate for us bigger than a bread box?
Damn right.
Oh, come on, I don't like games. Just lay your cards on the table. What's the reveal? Because, you know, I mean, come on, pardon me, but this is like being less than a man. Yeah, that's right, I said it.
All right, do you want to bring down something the size of the Babab Bundangiri Mountain? Or something bigger than that, like the Abi Gamin Peak? Or maybe even the Hathi Parvat Mountain Range on yourself?
Well, I guess I don't have much of a choice.
All right, here goes. You are a pig.
What? Why? Why am I a pig?
Because you are a time hog.
Well, why? Why, Jairaj? What makes me a time hog?
Because there's always time for you to talk about anything you want at any length you want.
Well, that's the beauty of podcasting, Jairaj. We can do whatever we want.
Oink, oink, oink. Squeal.
Okay, why all the drama? Why all the theater, man?
Well, I feel as if you had cut me off very rudely when you stepped all over my time as a guest, and then you dismissed me.
Wow, hold on. Jairaj, are you referring to last week's podcast?
Well, what else would I be talking about?
Really? I don't remember that happening. I mean, if we offended you, I...
Look at you. You don't even have any words, do you?
Well, I...
How about I give you some words of yours from last week?
Oh, come on. Are you really going to go there? Why?
Silence! Let the iPad reveal all.
What about me?
Well, you can leave and stop crying.
Okay, thanks, Jairaj. Bye.
Did you hear that, pig?
Okay, well, on behalf of the show and myself, I apologize, Jairaj.
Me too. I'm totally sorry. I take full responsibility. I mean, we treasure you as a guest, and we never intended to offend you or hurt your feelings.
I hope you accept our apologies. What? He's leaving. Jairaj, please. Jairaj, please come back.
Oh, man, he did it. He just got up and left the studio.
He did it again.
I know. I don't want to believe it, but everyone has a damn agenda.
Not everybody.
Everybody. That's it.
Segment over.
Roger. Over and out.
Billy and Miguel found a job in the HP parking lot. Before they knew it, in a Minuteman van, they were all but caught. At gunpoint, they were given a very tall order. Build the Great Wall of America on the Mexican border. Billy and Miguel hightailed it under heavy fire to the San Diego border, where it got even more dire. The patrolman following orders, yeah, from the big-ass boss, says you without a passport, the border you won't cross. Apoplectic Billy said, me, you better blow. And now the guards had enough and said, get mo, you'll go.
Well, hello there. Harrison Beanpuller here with you for another installment of Billy Bastard, Amateur Human Being. Last time, Mr. Billy was acting out and still looking for a job.
Oh, hippies are the worst. I hate hippies with their new sounds, unidentifiable time signatures, and these shredders. You need a magnifying glass and a pack of bloodhounds to find a melody. And don't get me started on fusion.
Do you want to serve your country?
Is this a paying gig?
Your mission, secret agent bastard, should you choose to accept it, and you have no choice but to accept it, will be to carry out Operation 1600 420. This Saturday night, there will be a bipartisan charity dinner for international dignitaries at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, posing as a replacement chef because the actual White House chef will have suddenly taken ill. You will gain access to the White House. That's when you'll take this, a giant garbage bag full of chronic weed, and seize the opportunity to plant it in the Oval Office to frame the president.
Meanwhile, at the White House, inside the Oval Office, the phone is ringing. The president picks up the phone, but before he can answer it, he hears the vice president talking to someone.
I told you never call me here.
Honey, the secret plan Bongs Away is engaged. Our agent is in. We'll see you in Mexico.
The president, with a suspicious look on his face, hangs up the phone quietly. Meanwhile, in the White House kitchen, unbeknownst to Billy, one of the sous chefs, mistaking the bag of weed for oregano, empties it into a giant container marked oregano. Billy tastes the spaghetti sauce.
Needs oregano!
He then accidentally pours the whole oregano container in the sauce. After dinner is served, Billy finds the empty garbage bag.
It was that beady-eyed Jamaican ambassador who did it. He's the one who stole my stash.
Bursting into the dining room, Billy is taken aback when he sees stoner frivolity. People laughing, food fights, the Israeli making out with the Palestinian. Madam Speaker is a human piñata hanging from the chandelier while the blindfolded Chief Justice playfully pummels her with a baguette. Just then, the doorbell rings. The president answers.
Hey, everybody. Pizza's here.
The partiers let out a cheer. Billy does a slow burn. Later, back at Guantanamo, an incredulous General Scheisentrauser is debriefing Agent Billy.
Wait a minute. You misplaced a garbage bag full of chronic weed? You know how many cancer patients are nauseous right now because of you? That's on your head, mister. Okay, this new plan is idiot-proof. Listen carefully. First, take this wad of cash down to one of those red light districts and hire one of those working girls. Then, get her to put on this blue dress. Next, in your new role as presidential chauffeur, you'll pick up the president and bam! You snap a picture of our operative in action. Career over, get it? If you fail this time, you'll be fishing with Fredo.
Later, down at the red light district, Billy enters a strip club and asks for special attention. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Hey, I need some special attention. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Billy is ushered into the back room where he meets Cherry Paradise, lap dancer extraordinaire. Billy, mouth agape, can only muster up some utterances as Cherry works him like Lindsay Lohan trying to make the rent.
Come on, tough guy. Pull the trigger. Baby boy can't follow through. Oh, you look so cute with your drool. What's the matter? You paralyzed?
Well, kinda a little. I'm this way.
It's not long before Billy has emptied his wallet. Now Cherry's got him right where she wants him.
Okay, honey, be a good boy and take off your pants so you can be a bad boy.
Billy, at this point, has not only lost all of his money, but he's lost sight of his mission and his mind. Billy, with a big grin, eagerly drops his pants. Just then, from behind a curtain appears TV's Chris Hansen.
Hi, welcome to Setup.
Billy, now naked from the waist down, bearing his black socks and shoes, private parts pixelated, looks on wide-eyed and stunned.
Hi!
Hi! Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, aren't you that guy on TV who says hi, which usually means the guy sitting in front of him is f***?
From the periphery, cameras and a boom mic move in.
That's right, I'm Chris Hansen. And what if I told you that that woman right there that you were trying to solicit for sex was not a biological female?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean you're on To Catch a Perv.
Can I go?
Well, sure, you're free to go anytime you like. You're all set.
Billy's naked, white, bony ass bolts for the exit. Only just as soon as he gets outside, he's converged upon by half of the city's police force. The whole scene is lit up by circling police helicopter searchlights. Billy now finds himself doing a guest spot on Cops. Here are some of the scenes from the next podcast installment of Billy Bastard, Amateur Human Beings.
And this, my little Asian friends, is what greases, no pun intended, Operation Cornhole, the ultimate in genetically altered foods. Porn, corn, and prunes together at last. Don't you see? The primary ingredient to our alternative super-secret patented Super X fuel. Behold! The Antarctic Super Mall and Cineplex, with condos soon to be ready for occupancy. After the ice caps melt, it'll make Dubai look like an outhouse in a shanty town.
It's time now for Song Demolition.
All right, time for Song Demolition. Hey, you know what? I was thinking about this. I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go way, way back, all the way to the 60s?
Hey, I thought we were only doing 80s crap. All 80s, right? I mean, art. What do you want to go back and listen to Iron Butterfly? How about Inagata Da Vida?
What does that mean, anyway?
Inagata Da Vida? Yeah, it's phony Latin for In the Garden of Eden. Because they were too effed up to say it correctly. Or hear it correctly.
Good to know. Anyway, I meant before that, actually. Maybe earlier in the 60s. You know, back when guys were like, you know, had crew cuts and were sporting tennis sweaters and... like when guys were chivalrous and, you know, chivalrous and noble and not all, you know, high and filthy.
Okay. I do know a good song that reflects exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a song that best epitomizes that period, you know, like the early part of the decade.
Yeah, the early 60s. What song are you talking about?
Lightning Strikes.
Who did that song?
Lou Christie.
Oh. Well, we have been getting emails about this segment. The harsh treatment we gave Billy Joel last time.
Yeah, awful.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess, you know, all right, it's time to be positive about our musical icons.
Yeah, let's just enjoy the vibe and have a listening party, man.
Okay, that sounds good. So, here we go. What do we got? Lou Christie's Lightning Strikes.
Wait till you hear this.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey-ya! You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey-ya! Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around?
Hold it! Hold it right there. What did he say? Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Sounds like he's having a heart-to-heart talk.
Yeah, but the makings of a man, and it's hard to settle down, he's right out, he's asking for a lot.
Well, that's what he said, but what are you getting at?
Well, then he says, am I asking too much for you to stick around?
So he's saying he wants his cake and eat it too, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, you know, from what I'm hearing, he wants his girlfriend to stick around while he gets on with his hardwired man business, you know, infidelity.
Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see your lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop
myself. Lightning striking again.
Okay, stop. Stop it right there, please. So he says every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end, and baby, that's you. Won't you wait but till then? You know, it's like this guy is the most passive-aggressive singer in the history of singering.
Singering?
Yeah.
What? What does that mean?
Well, he's saying, baby, you're number one, but you don't mind being number two every now and then. And, you know, when I'm busy with being a man, which I told you before, you have to know the makings of a man, right?
I think the devil's advocate train is taking us into song demolition territory.
I can't believe that I never really listened to the lyric of this song. I love the song. I used to like this guy. I still like him. But I mean, really, you know, I don't get where he's going.
I do.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by the rules.
Stop! Stop it again! Okay, now he's saying nature has taken over his body and all her girlfriends got it wrong about him.
Meanwhile, he probably wants their phone numbers.
Yeah, but the last line there, for the time being, baby, live by my rules, it's just like Putin. It's pure fascism.
Yeah.
He's trying to control her morality while he abandons his own. In other words, you have to live by my rules, even though I don't. Lou's got to do what Lou's got to do.
When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all of time.
Hold it. Hold on. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind. Forgive and forget, and I'll make it up for all lost time. Ooh, how generous of him. When he gets through with all the dispersant of his animal man ways, she will win the ultimate prize in the end. Lou Christie.
Great. What a deal. This is getting a little creepy. Especially the last animal ways line.
Yeah, I know what he meant.
Okay, so
I know what I meant.
Okay, hold on. So this guy is singing in his defense of his pig-dog behavior by way of invoking empirical science as he gilds it in a beautiful chorus sung in a very womanly falsetto voice.
Yeah, this is a letdown for me. It's a drag. I loved his voice, but I had no idea, you know, and now I'm in the know.
Sorry.
Oh no, here comes Animal Man! Lightning just struck about 10 times.
I'm sure he's not finished yet.
All right, why don't you and I review what we know so far?
No, don't bother. I like this solo, though.
Yeah, I kind of do, too. You know what? I bet that's Tommy Tedesco or maybe like Al Caiola, session guitar players. Or it could be Elvis' session guy, James Burton.
Shh, here he comes.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend. Picture in your mind, love forever. But till then, if she gives me...
Yeah, right, yeah. There's a chapel in the pines waiting around the bend for all of us. I think he used to write cards for Hallmark. But did you catch the qualifier at the end? But till then...
But wait, there's more with a Lou Christie deal.
Ooh, there you go. So what did we learn today?
If anything, he's a victim.
Ah.
That's what we learned.
Okay.
Well, you heard him. He's a victim of science, of biology. Crybaby. We learned that he's a sex addict. I mean, not Lou Christie, you know what I mean, like the character he plays in the song.
Right, right.
But for this one baby that he's having a one-sided conversation with, he'll go to sex addiction rehab before they get married.
Ah, that's mighty noble of him. Okay, well, that's the end of our listening part.
There's a chapel in the pines. I'm going there. Bye.
Bye.